Wednesday, the 3rd of June, Yud Aleph Sivan, Rabbi Moshe Holiwa, Birchas Kohanim and Birchas Habonim.
Good morning, everybody. I'm honoured to be here. A great shkoich, obviously, is due to the people who organised this amazing venture. Wishing them all and all of you bracha ve'atzlocha. The subject is based on this week's Sedra, Birchas Kohanim appears in this week's Sedra. But I'm not an expert, I'm not a Kohen, I'm not an expert in Dinei Kahuna. There are people who are far more qualified than I am. But I'd like to draw some parallels between the Birkas Kohenim and between as well the Birkas Habonim that we all, or most of us I'm sure, merit to say every Friday night to our children. What's the connection between the two? How can we use the Birkas Kohenim for Birkas Habonim, and perhaps to be mechazek a little bit more the inyan of Birkas Habonim, which is such an important bracha, especially in this day and age. Let's start with a couple of questions. I wrote a lot of notes. The more I was doing research, the more I was finding, and then I had trouble to try and keep everything concise to half an hour. But Be'ezus Hashem, na'aseh v'netzliach. Question number one, which is a famous question which the Mefarshim ask. The Torah tells us, "Daber Shimon Moshe Lema, Daber Bnei Yisrael, Daber, sorry, Birkas Kohanim, Daber Al Aaron." Just got the chumash in front of me. Daber Aaron, Rebbeinu Koyse Varchu Es Bnei Yisrael Omer Lahem. It says here very clearly that the bracha and the tzivui is a tzivui to the Kohanim. Koyse Varchu Es Bnei Yisrael Omer Lahem. And they, the Koyanim, shall place my name al b'nei Yisrael v'ani avarchem. Now, this is a tzivui to the Koyanim. Who gives a Nizar, a Yisrael, or Levi, come to think of it, the right to use the Birkas Koyanim? It's found that people do use it, Chachomim give it, when you go to Bracha for Tzadikim, and all the more so on Friday nights, parents who are Yisraelim give this bracha to their children. It's a tzivui that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Aaron and his children. We are not, or I am not Aaron and his from Aaron and his children. What gives us the right to use that bracha? That's question number one. The Gemara in Ketubos says very clearly that Zor HaNoise Es Kapov, a Zor, a Yisrael who does the Nesias Kapayim, who uses this bracha that is specifically for Aaron and his children, Oive Ba'ase. Why? Because Rashi explains, Koy Sevorchu, Atem V'loi Zorim. Koy Sevorchu, you, the Kohanim, V'loi Zorim, and not a Zor. That's question number one. Second question. Okay, we say every Friday night to our children, we give them the bracha, Yisimcha Elokim Kefraim V'chim Nasha. Why? Okay, that's, we know, we learn that from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu gave a bracha to his grandchildren, and that's what we use, Ephraim Rechim Nasha. Why and where does the connection come to Yivarechach Hashem V'Yishmarechach? One could give the bracha, Malach HaGoyla Yisimikora. After all, that's the bracha that Yaakov Avinu himself used. Yaakov Avinu says, Malach HaGoyla Yisimikora. Why don't we give that bracha to our children? Where do we pick the Birkas Kohanim from? You could give the bracha of Yitan Chalikim. Why specifically Birkas Kohanim is given at this specific moment of on Friday night to our children? Also included in this question, the Birkas Habonos. Right? After all, why can't the Bonos also receive the same bracha, Kefraim V'chim Nasha? Very briefly, Chachomim explain, it's well known, the reasons why do we say Kefraim V'chim Nasha, not like Moshe and Aaron, or not like any of the other others. Chazal explained very briefly, number one, because Ephraim and Menashe were the first brothers where there was no machlokes between them. The first brothers in the Torah, Cain and Hevel, was machlokes. The second brothers in the Torah, Yitzchak and Esau. The third brothers, Yaakov and Yitzchak and Yishmael. The next brothers were Yaakov and Esau. The next brothers were the Shevatim, which had a conflict with Yosef. Comes the first brothers where there's no conflict, Ephraim and Menashe. Not only was there no conflict, when they stood there quietly, even though Yaakov Avinu crossed his arms and gave precedence to the younger brother, the older brother didn't say anything. That's one reason why we give it. And a second reason why we give it is why we give this specific bracha, Ephraim and Menashe. Yaakov Avinu saw the Golus was about to begin, and these children grew up in Mitzrayim, a place which is surrounded with with the tumah and everything else. There was absolutely no kedusha, no source of kedusha except for their home. Yet they maintained the kedusha sa'ovis. Yet they maintained the Torah and mitzvahs. Therefore, we give our children, especially in this day and age, we want them to be like Ephraim and Menashe. This bracha is shaykh to the girls as well. Why not? Next point. What is the inyan of simas yadayim? We see that there's three different areas where hands are used in brachas. Case number one. The kohanim, that's well known. The kohanim do nesias tapayim. They use their hands to bring down the shefa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Am Yisrael. That's number one. Number two, we see Moshe Rabbeinu also used his hands when he passed on the leadership to Yeshua. Right? The Torah tells us clearly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, and he used his hands. We see as well by Smicha of Rabbonus and Dayonus, although it's not a chiyuv, but I've seen it done. I've seen a picture of Kaduri put his hand on the chacham and give him the koyach of smicha, and also smicha of karbonus, right? By the karbonus, you know that the person brought the carbon, he had to place both his hands with all his might, and before and after that, the carbon could be brought. So we see there's a lot of hand usage over here. I can't say we're going to cover everything, but let's try and keep everything concise. And if it gives you a bit of homework to think things out during the rest of the day, I'd be pleased for any feedback, because the matter is not complete in my head either. Another and a final question. The Medrash tells us, "Bameh zochu Yisrael lebirkas kohanim." How did Yisrael merit for birkas kohanim? Koi, with the word koi say ma koi. Savorcho es bnei Yisrael, already answered it, right? Because of Koi Soma lebeis Yaakov v'sagad libnei Yisrael, Kabbalah Satoira started with Koi. Also by Avraham Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him bracha Koi Yei Zaracha. Those two Kois, as a result of that, bnei Yisrael was Zochel Kabbalah Satoira. Now there's other Kois in the Torah. Why specifically these two Kois? Let us try now to bring things together a little bit. First question we had was, who gives the right to a Zohar, to Yisrael, to use this bracha, the Birkas Kohanim? After all, the Gemara in Ksuva says clearly, Zohar, who is Noisek Apayim, who uses this Birkas Kohanim, is Oiver Basay. There are several answers, and I'll go through them quickly. A lot of this Perushim I got from the Sefer Kamoitza Shalal Rav, amongst many other sources. Number one, the Bach explains as follows. The Bach says something simple. Yes, there is an Issur for a Zohar. He may not use the Birkas Kohanim. He may not be Mevarech as a Kohen. But that's only in an Eifen, that the same way that the Kohanim use. That means if he stands there at the time of Duchening, and he makes the Bracha, and he spreads out his hands as a Kohen, he's Oiver Basay. That's no question. However, when he's out of that context, and he's relating these words that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says are used as a bracha, what better words can we use to give a bracha to somebody than the words that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has used himself? So if it's out of a context of the duchening, then a Zohar may use this bracha Birkas Kohanim. That's the Bach. The Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha, Simon Kuf Kaf Ches, he also says something similar, but he adds something different. He says, B'shas HaTfilah, duchening, and Nesias Kapayim is B'Shas HaTfilah. If it's not B'Shas HaTfilah, again, it's out of context, and therefore it is permitted for a Zohar. The Shev Tshuvas Maharit, he adds another point. He says, when is it also for Yisrael to use the Birkas Kohanim? Is in Doimah to how we used to be Mavarech and Beis HaMikdash. How were they Mavarech and Beis HaMikdash? B'Shem of Malchus. That means they used the Shem, the secret name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's when it's also. But down to say the Rechacha Hashem, the way we pronounce HaKadosh Baruch Hu as we do now, again, there's no Issur. The Chasam Sefer, the Kaf HaChaim, also give similar answers to the Bach, and they say, simple, so we all know that there's a Yisod that mitzvah tzrichas kavona. Before you do a mitzvah, you have to have kavona. I'm about to redo this mitzvah. If you don't have that kavona, then you're not yotze the mitzvah. So Yisrael who uses Birkas Kohanim, his pasha is not mechaven, I am mechaven now to be mevarech Birkas Kohanim, it's Birkas Yisrael, Birkas Hedyot. And therefore, since Yisrael is not mechaven to be yotze the mitzvah of Birkas Kohanim, Therefore, it's just no different to a person who's mivarech his friend, and he may use those words. One could add as well, I thought, based on some of the other mefarshim I saw, that when there's no nesias kapayim, right, using the hands in the way that the kohanim use, that is very privy to kohanim only. All the other smichas hayadayim and the brachas that we give our children or rabbonim give to talmidim, etc. There's no nesias kapayim per se. There's a whole inyan. If you're kohen, you know it well. Right, there's a whole inyan of spreading out the hands, splitting the fingers in a special way, five gaps between each one, bringing down shefa through the etzbos. The shechina comes out of the etzbos, the fingers of the kohenim. That's why you may not look at the fingers of the kohenim. So the whole inyan nesias kapayim. If a person doesn't do nesias kapayim, again, it's out of the context of the birkas kohenim, and therefore there's no reason why Yisrael may not do the same. So that answers now most of our questions regarding this particular point. It doesn't apply to Yisrael if he's not mechaven, either we said, because mitzvah tzrich is chavona, and he is not mechaven to be made to do birkas kohanim. Therefore, Yisrael may use birkas kohanim, and most of the other mefarshim will explain it's out of context. There's no kavon, there's no inyan, and he's mevarech as chaveri with the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's nothing wrong with that. What's the connection now between why would Bnei Yisrael zoche to Birkas Kohanim? Because of Koy Yisrael Ma'al Beis Yaakov Esagil Bnei Yisrael and Koy Yezarecho. To start off, as a brief point, we'll come back to it a bit later, that there's a bracha over here. If you notice the other brachas, HaMalach HaGoy Lusi Mikoro is a very spiritual bracha, Baruch Nis. Just like Avraham and Yitzhak were blessed, so I'm blessing my children. That's a bracha which is Kula Ruchni. V'yitem l'chaylikim, another example which could also be given to your children, is a bracha which is very gashmi. Right? As we know, that Yitzchak gave the bracha of gashmi to Yaakov as well. When we want to give our bracha to our children, we want to be well balanced. So therefore we use the Birkas Kohanim, the bracha of the Birkas Kohanim, which refers to both. A, Yivorechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha is the gashmi, as Rashi says, clearly it's ba'osha, and shmira, that you would be able to keep the osha. Yo'er Hashem Pronov Alecha is Oyer, that refers to the Oyer of Torah and Chinuch, that's the bracha of Baruchnias. And the third and the final bracha, which is the highest form of bracha, is the bracha of Sholem. That is no better way that we want to impart this bracha to our children. That's why these two koyes, because of these two koyes of Matan Torah and the bracha to Avraham Avinu, Koy Yezarcha, which is the bracha of Baruchnias, again, these were catalysts to the Birkas Kohanim. It is interesting to note, the Vilna Gaon is brought down, the Shem of Vilna Gaon is brought down in Siddur Agro. The Vilna Gaon, despite what we've said, he never used two hands to be Mavarech. The Vilna Gaon only used Yad Yamin, only used his right hand. It's brought down as well, the Torah Temura brings down that it says, V'ani shamati me'ish emunim, she'agro berech es Arav Lando, the Mora Tzedek of Vilna. The Vilna Gaon gave him a bracha just before he got married. And it was seen visibly that he used one hand. And when he was asked why are you using only one hand, he answers clearly, "Deloy motzino bracha v'beis yadayim rak l'kohanim b'mikdash." So the Vilna Gaon only used one hand, and I believe there are some people who do give a bracha only one hand. Now there is, as a result again of the mafashion I've seen, I have some questions on it. I'll use it as a question because I'm not chalila in any way questioning the Vilna Gaon. But number one, we said, A, giving a bracha is not like nesias kapayim. Giving a bracha, putting a hand on the head, is totally different to spreading out your hands and your fingers, as we said before, number one. Number two, Moshe Rabbeinu himself, when Moshe Rabbeinu gave the bracha to Yeshua, right, he says, Samaches Yodov, right, he also uses that. Moshe Rabbeinu is not a kohen. Moshe Rabbeinu also used two hands. Right, and number three, we've got the Yavetz, right? Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the son of the Chacham Tzvi, he brings down clearly in the Siddur, I don't know if we have much time, maybe we'll go through some of the wording later, it's a beautiful wording, but he writes, Ein lahakbid al kach. Right? Ba'adarav yesh lahakbid b'shtei yodayim. Right? He says that b'shem, his father, Chacham Tzvi, he was a son, he received the brachos from his father, and he said the opposite, he says, yesh lahakbid b'shtei yodayim, al pi nigle v'al pi yisod. So there's no clear-cut words. And so did the Chacham Tzvi ask, and he actually just to quote him his words, he says quite strongly at the end, I don't know if he knew the Vilna Gaon's minhag of only using one hand, v'chein hoya minhag avi moiri, the chacham tzvi, v'loi kechosrei das, and not like the people who lack das, shechoshim shesh kpeido levoich dafka biyad achas. Soid hayadayim lebracha gadol, the soid of using both hands, it gives a bigger bracha. So, we are well covered, according to the Yavetz, to use both hands at Birkas Habonim, even though we're not Kohenim, because as he has mentioned. Now, with Moshe Rabbeinu, it's going back to Moshe Rabbeinu Parshas Pinchas. It's interesting because there, coming back to the one hand and the two hands, those who are familiar with the Psukim, or Nibal Koyer over here, just running through the Psukim very quickly. Vayom Hashem Moshe Kach Lucha Yishua Binun. Take Yeshua Binun, Isha Sherachwe V'somachta Es Yodcha Olav. Yodcha Olav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metzave to Moshe Rabbeinu, place your hand on him, and V'omata Osir Fidei Loza, etc. V'tzivis Osir Nehem, L'man Yishbu Kodos B'Yisrael. Then when it comes to the actual action, V'yaz Moshe Kashet Tziva Hashem Oisoi, Moshe Rabbeinu does what HaKadosh Baruch Hu required from him, very good. However, then it says, V'yamidu L'Fidei Loza, HaKim V'Fnei Kru, V'yismoich Es, Yodov Olav. He just said Kashet Tziva Hashem Oisai. Hashem was Mitzav Yodcha. And he comes along Moshe Rabbeinu and places Yodov. One hand or two hands. Vilna Kohen or Yavetz. Right? What's the explanation? There's a few different ideas behind it, but I'll just bring down with the Kliyokar. I found the Kliyokar yesterday. And he says as follows. I'll quote him, but because of time, let's be brief. He says as follows. There is an Inyan with one yad, and there's an Inyan with two yadayim. In other words, both are applicable at different times. He says, yad achas, one hand, when is it conducive? For a minor type of bracha. Shtei yadayim when you want to make a strong point. And he says as follows, Moshe Rabbeinu gave over to Yeshua leadership. Now the leadership consisted of two sides, Baruchnius, leading Am Yisrael b'Torah, leading Am Yisrael b'Mitzvahs, and being strong about it. And he knew that Am B'nai Yisrael, as he told Yeshua Binun, they're not an easy nation. As we know, Am Yisrael, two peoples, three opinions. We know Am Yisrael are not easy, and therefore, when it comes to teaching them Torah and to be achrei responsible over the transmission of the Torah and the halachas, then you have to be very strong. Shtei yodov. That's when he says, that's what the Kliyokar says, that's when he says Vayisma, that's why he put two hands. But when he was mevarech the other side, as he calls it, the hanhogas medinis, how to be a king, how to be a ruler, how to manage people, wars and nations, etc., etc., right? Then he used one hand. Why? Because when it comes to Torah, as we said before, you need to be strong. A Talmud Chacham, a Poisek, a Godlador needs to be strong. He needs to know when he has to put both feet down and both hands as well down. However, when it comes to Hanhoga Medinis, how to handle people and to communicate with people, so is Doiche Bismol, Umukarev Bimin. Go easy. It's not always a true leader knows when to put his foot down and knows when to be soft, when not to make a war or a battle out of other things. Just as we do with our children, we know when it's, or we should know, when is it worth making a battle out of this incident or when is it worth to step back. So therefore, when it came to the Hanhoga Medinis, then he only placed one hand, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to, and that settles that point, according to the Kliyokar. So we see that there is a difference in one hand and two hands. The Haflor writes, quoted the Haflor, I'll start with the Sifuna. Sifuna says, on the Birkas Yaakov Avinu to his grandchildren, that he used one hand, right? He used one hand because he was Mavorach. There's no riot from Yaakov Avinu because he blessed them both in one go. He hasn't got four hands, he's only got two hands, so he used one hand for each. Says the Sifona, Ki omnam asmicha biyad tikoin hanefesh al ma'ash nismach olav beinyan v'yismach es yodav olav. That means, it goes a bit deep, and I'm not claiming I understand 100% what he's saying, but he says the placing of a hand on somebody when you're giving a bracha sort of prepares the nefesh of the receiver to receive a bracha. When the giver, who is a greater person, who wants to be mashpia, who wants to be machanech as a parent, and he places his hand on their head, of a person, right, the nefesh inside that child, inside that youngster, is able to receive the bracha much better. V'koach ha'yimin chazak mikoach ha'smoil. And obviously the right hand is stronger than the smoil. As you know, the right hand represents chesed, the left hand represents gevura. So that's one important idea in the transmission of a bracha. The Hafla adds that Yaakov Avinu was the first godol, or the first tzaddik, who actually used his hands to give a bracha. Because it's interesting, I had this question yesterday, which I still a bit of a question. We noticed that there was a big fuss about placing your hands on his grandsons Ephraim and Menashe. What about the other children? What about when he was Mavarech HaShvotim? We don't find any use of any hands. What about when Yitzchak gave a bracha to his sons, Yaakov and Esau? We don't find use of hands. Moshe Rabbeinu, other than Yeshua, we don't find him giving a bracha with hands. Aaron, yes, this is by Yisrael, Yodav, Ivorchem, that's Birkas Kainim, and that's something specific. But we don't find the need of placing hands at all times. Says the Hafla, Yaakov Arishon Sheberech Be'anochas Eidaim. Now he says as follows, Sheim HaMisborech Ro'ui, Ein Yitzorech La'anochas Eidaim. Right? The Hafla is Mechadish that if the person you are blessing, right, is on a high madrega, you don't need the placing of the hands. Perhaps that the Yerid of Hashpo and Shefa is not necessary because the brachas will accomplish on their own that the person can receive the brachas without needing, call it an intermediate, without needing the physical placing of the hands on the person. However, Yaakov Avinu saw that these two sons, Ephraim and Menashe, as opposed to his other sons, were living in Chutz Laretz, had been brought up in Chutz Laretz, and this was also the Hascholas Agolus, Hiniach Yodav Aleim Shehem Dugmas Tzinor Lahamshich HaBrocha Ala Misborchim. Again, the Hashpo of a Tzinor, a conducive pipe, however you want to understand it, that's why he used his hands. Why one hand? I thought to myself, we know that there was a conflict over here. Ephraim is the younger one, and Menashe was the older one. The right hand should have been placed on Menashe, like Yosef asked, and the left hand on Ephraim. Yet, Zikel es Yodov, we know that he had a chokhmah behind it, and it was thought out, because Ephraim always comes before Menashe, and Ephraim had greater descendants than Menashe. Ephraim had Yeshua, as we know, and Menashe didn't have such great tzaddikim. And therefore, he wanted to be Magdil Ephraim at the same time, while not offending Menashe. So had they come in, I thought to myself, why the whole crossing the hands? Because that crossing hands in itself causes a discomfort. Why didn't he bless them separately? And then he could have placed both hands, or one hand. Why did it have to be at the same time? Sorry?
Otherwise,
would have had 13 children. No, I'm talking about Ephraim
and Menashe. There was 11 other Shvotim.
Yeah, but let's leave the 11 out now.
So, but 11 plus 2 is 13. Plus the 1 is 12.
Yeah, but there were separate times. Right? There were separate times. Now we're talking about when he gave a bracha to Ephraim and Menashe. Ephraim was the godly, he should have received his bracha, the right hand, and Menashe should have received the left hand. Why? My question is, why give them a bracha both at the same time? He could have given a separate bracha, and therefore there wouldn't have been this conflict. The Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the Yavetz, answers, he says no. Because even had they come in, and had he blessed them separately, he wanted to be Makdim Ephraim, whatever the case was. So had it been Makdim Ephraim to Menashe, that would have insulted Menashe a lot more. Then, bringing them both together in front of him, both at the same time, yes, he crossed his hands, and Menashe understood, and there was no conflict. But at least he gave them equal chashivas, bizman ha-brocha, the time of the brocha, that he was able to give them at the time. Hurrying on, why the Birkas Kohenim comes, why do we bench the Birkas Kohenim after the Birkas Habonim, right? We already mentioned before that the Birkas Kohenim contains Brachas Beruchnius, Brachas Begashmius, and Sholem, right? Now if you look at all the points that we brought together, the reason and the source for the Birkas Kohenim was because of Koyezaracha, and Koi Soy Mala Beis Yaakov Asagil Bnei Yisrael. Koi Yezarcho was a brocha Gashmias. Koi Soy Mala Beis Yaakov was a Kabbalah Satori was a brocha Baruchnias. Ephraim and Menashe was similar but very different. When Yaakov Avinu came down to Mitzrayim, like, what were Ephraim and Menashe doing? They were controlling the affairs of Egypt together with their father, under their father's jurisdiction, under their father's watchful eye, no doubt. When Yaakov Avinu arrived, Ephraim let go, and he says to Dad, I'm sure you can manage on your own, get somebody else, I'd like to sit with Yaakov Avinu and learn. So Ephraim was dedicated the 17 years that Yaakov Avinu was alive to learning. Menashe, however, no doubt he came for the Shiurim, no doubt he was very close to his grandfather, but he stayed in office. So Menashe represents the Brochas Begashmis. Ephraim represents the Brocha Baruchnis. No wonder the children of Ephraim were greater Gedolim than the children of Menashe. So when the time came to give the Brochas, and when we use the Brocha Yivarechecha Hashem V'Yishmerecha, which as I said refers to Ruchnis and Gashmis, is directly connected to the Brocha of Yisimcha Elekim Ephraim V'Menashe. Because when taking away the jealousy aspect, Chas v'Sholom, you can say that Yaakov Avinu wasn't trying to diminish Menashe at the time of the brachas. And the reason why he put his right hand on Ephraim and the left hand on Menashe was because Ephraim represents the Torah, represents the Ruchnias, hence the right hand. Menashe represents the Gashmias. He was a tzaddik, he remained b'derech haTorah. Every person on Friday night uses the names Ephraim v'chim Nasha. There's no question, nothing derogatory about him in person, but he represents Osher. Osher gets the left hand, not a specific insult to the person themselves. Furthermore, that we've already explained, Yivarecha Hashem Yishmecha refers to Ruchnias, and Yivarecha Hashem refers to Gashmis, and Yor Hashem Pono Valecha refers to Ruchnias. So therefore, we've got Hatzlacha Baruchnis, we've got Hatzlacha Begashmis. What better bracha do we want to give our children than the Birkas Kohanim, using Ephraim and Menashe as examples par excellence, who were brought up in Mitzrayim, brought up in Golus, nothing Yiddish about Mitzrayim at all. If anything, there was all the opposing forces, yet they were brought up in such a place. Ephraim gave up and dedicated his life to Torah once Yaakov Avinu came down. Menashe remained in office, but remained a tzaddik, and therefore we understand why the connection between the Birkas HaKohanim and the Brach on Friday night. It's interesting as well, the Baal Shem Tov says that there's nothing gives parents greater happiness, I'm talking about after the first stages of bringing up your children, right? Nothing gives parents greater happiness than seeing the children live together in harmony and in peace. Right? Unfortunately, we've seen strife between brothers and sisters can cause devastating machloikas, but nothing gives parents better pleasure than seeing that children live in harmony. Similarly, nothing gives HaKadosh Baruch Hu more happiness than seeing his children, seeing Am Yisrael living together b'shalom. Hence, the Mishnah in the end of Oktzin, Rav Shimon ben Chalafza, who says, famous saying, Lo Motza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Keli. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't find a better keli to place bracha except in Sholem. Hence, again, the Birkas Kohanim is used in connection with Birkas Habonim. Finishing off now with Birkas Habonis, why not use the same Kefraim Echim Nasher? What is the Inin and Sarif Korochan and Leo? Now, I forgot last minute to write it down. I saw this parish in the art scroll on Rus. And he says as follows. He says, by bonus, we give a bracha, kesora rifka rochel v'leo. Where do we see in Tanakh? I kicked myself, I didn't think about this. Maybe somebody here. Where do we see in Tanakh a bracha given to a bonus? Or a girl, or a bas? Yeah? Honorable, thank you. Right, Barus. Yeah? Barus, we see right at the end of Megillas Rus, I was most probably asleep when I was saying this, after the night up. After the whole story, Boaz got married with Rus. Vayomu kol ha'om asher b'shav ha'zakenim edim, yiten Hashem esor isha abo al beisecha korochel uchilea asher bonu shtem es beis Yisrael. Right, and it's interesting as well that, I don't know why, but we say Yisimcha Elokim ke Ephraim v'chim Menashe. Right? Not Ephraim Umenashe, Ephraim Kimnashe. There's obviously a necessity to keep them separate in some way or other. Maybe not separate, or each one with a special dogish in it. I'm not sure. But if you look at these words again, that they gave a bracha to Rus, Yiten Hashem Yisrael Abol Beisech K'Rochel Uchaleo. Again, a connection there between the similar language K'Rochel Uchaleo. That's why Rochel and Leah is used. More so, because if you look further into it, Rochel and Leah also has a reason to have an argument. No different to Ephraim and Menashe. Menashe could have been jealous of Ephraim. Yet we say they were the first brothers, that there was peace amongst them. Rochel and Leah, right, had the biggest reason to have a feud amongst them. After all, Rochel was extremely hurt when Yaakov Avinu married Leah. Yet not only did she stand by, as we know she gave away the soid, the secret password to Leah, at the greatest loss to herself. As far as she was concerned, there was no worthwhile living anymore. She didn't realize that she'd marry him later. But she gave away her whole future to Leah. So when you give your daughters a bracha, Karochel Uchaleo, right, it's no much difference to Ephraim and Menashe. You're giving a bracha of constant shalom. Why Sarah and Rivka added at the beginning, I don't know, but I thought to myself quickly this morning, you're davening, shouldn't have. But I thought perhaps, because if you're already giving the bracha Karach and Leah, you can't miss out Sarah and Rivka, the two imars. But note, Sarah also had Rosha as a child, and Rivka had a Rosha as a child, right? Rachel and Leah didn't. So when they focused the bracha on Ruth, it was Karachel Uchaleah. Right? We added Sarah Rivka, we know they were great Chachonias, and Chalila, there's nothing negative about it. So when we give our bracha to our daughters, Sarah Rivka, Rachel and Leah, bear in mind the similarities there to Ephraim and Menashe. And to finish off, Bez Hashem, we should be able to see the Birkas Kohanim, Bez Hashem, again, Vias from Mikdosh, Vias Tzarim Meher B'Yameinu, and also when we give our bracha to our children, we'll have a bit more Kavona to give them a bracha, Baruchnias, Gashmias, and Shalom.